Well, 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 welcome to another episode of The Salty Show. I'm your co-host, Timmy, two times in the house. What's up, Mr. Salty Soul? What's good?
What's up, man? How's it going?
You know how it is. It's another day, another dollar.
So today on this episode of The Salty Show, we're going to continue talking about the coronavirus because it's wreaking havoc in the markets. Even though today there was a little bit of a rebound, we'll talk about the continued hysteria. I have some videos to show you, man, of people really overreacting. I was going to talk about a little bit more about Biden, man. I don't know if you saw this video today. He went off on the crowd, man. The more time goes on, the more unhinged he becomes and the angrier he gets. And honestly, man, now I'm kind of rooting for him because I want Trump to just destroy him. I feel like he might throw a punch, dude, eventually. All right.
I got things to say, but
all right. We'll talk about all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show. Oh shit, man! What is going on?
Salty Show.
You really did it. Jeremy's gonna start coming to this episode just so that you can stop taking his lines. All right, so what's going on today? You know what? We're recording on a Tuesday night, and the results are coming in for the second Super Tuesday. And let me actually just pull that up right here because I should have had this.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question? How can there be multiple Super Tuesdays?
Well,
you can only have one Super.
I know.
You can have multiple Supers. That's how you know the left is stupid.
It's another round.
You can have
primaries.
Super Tuber. I just call it Super Duper Tuesday. What the hell, man? Two Super Tuesdays? Or did you just call it Super Tuesday?
No, they call it the second Super Tuesday. I'm telling you. So let me open it up here.
Well, the results are coming in, and
what is it looking?
It's going
like,
to be interesting. Ooh, people like Biden all of a sudden. Places that he's never even like ran an ad or put any money into, all of a sudden he's winning. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Wonder why. Crazy. Everybody's giving him the support, trying to screw over, crazy guy, you know, crazy Joe. Not crazy Joe. What does he call him? Creepy. No, not creepy.
Creepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe.
And what do we call Bernie?
Socialist
Tales
Bernie.
From the Crypt? We call him from Tales from the Crypt. You know, the Tales from the Crypt is losing steam big time.
Comrade.
Yeah, Comrade Sanders is losing a lot of steam because he's getting no support from the rest of the Democrats.
Nah,
maybe,
everybody lined
maybe
up.
Maybe a few,
man.
You know, the squad of rejects, but they're going to be gone and outvoted. And they will not probably serve a second term because they support socialism and they're crazy. But it's kind of interesting how going into Super Tuesday one, you know, everybody was like, oh my God, Bernie's going to win. Blah, 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 blah. No, stop. The Democrats aren't stupid, guys. Come on.
You know what? I'm looking at the map here, and I don't see Bernie
winning. Michigan.
Yeah, well, Biden won Michigan.
Yeah.
I don't see Bernie, and that's the big one. I think that's the big one this night, and I don't see Bernie, man. I think this might dwindle. And you know what? Honestly, I like that people are rejecting straight-out socialism, you know? But, mm-hmm. you know, they're voting for a senile man and, you know, talking about Biden. I got to show you this video and I'm sure you've seen it. But for the listener, there's a video that just came out today, hours ago. This is, again, we're recording on a Tuesday night. And Biden, he appears to be at, I don't know how you describe it. Is it a construction site? I see people wearing the red vest and helmet.
In a
construction place.
He's
right?
No. He's at an auto factory.
Okay. And so anyway,
he's at one of the auto factors.
He's, what state was this? Do you know?
Michigan.
Oh, okay. Well, and again, this should concern him because, you know, again, like the people he's approaching are challenging him, right? And the guy that I'm going to show challenges him on Biden wanting to take gun rights away, right? He has said it on interviews. In fact, there's a viral video that went out. And so this guy asks him a direct question, and I'm going to play it for you. And it's a little hard to hear, so we'll try to kind of translate what he said, but let me play this for you. Have you seen this video, Tim?
Oh yeah, this is by far one of the funniest videos I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, we're gonna break it down.
These union workers that have been working countless hours under the Trump administration, I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
All right, thank you.
Now, no, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in Beto, no, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out there. It's simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on. All right. Hey, let's
don't tell me
to go outside. There's a lot of guys wanting me,
man. I'm not worried. Hold on. Give me a break, man. Don't be such a
worry. You're pushing up on me.
Hey, there's a lot of
guys. Hey. Look, here's the deal. Here's the deal. Are you able to own a machine gun? I said, are you able to own one?
Machine guns are illegal.
That's right. So are AR-15s illegal.
How is that in a machine gun?
No, it's not.
Semi-automatic.
Yeah, do you need 100 rounds? Do you need 100 rounds?
In America, from handguns, there are what you call assault rifles. Why are you advocating for assault rifles when people are dying by handguns?
All right. So, a lot happened on this video that I want to break down because, again, Biden is becoming unhinged. And if you haven't seen this video, go out and YouTube it, because you got to see Biden's facial expressions. He cannot take a question, man, or a challenge when somebody stands up to him and is like, no. And so let me replay this one more time. And I'm going to pause it every single time to make a point.
These union workers that have been working countless hours under the Trump administration, I'd like you to explain how you plan to not only keep us working, but how you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts, and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns.
You're full of shit.
So right there. Number one, he tells a guy who he's trying to get his vote, you're full of shit. he doesn't say, you know what, let me explain to you. Da, da, da. No, it's straight out, you're full of shit. Now, people are going to say, well, you know what, Trump does the same thing, blah, blah, blah. It's very different, right?
People will come out and say Trump has done this to people. Yeah. He's challenged them, but he's never told them like straight up, you're full of shit. He just goes wrong, lies.
Right.
He uses certain words correctly.
Right.
But what I'm seeing here is Biden is trying to take a page out of Trump's book by being direct.
Yes.
But he's just coming across real crotchety, like, get off my lawn. You know what I mean? Like, he's coming across as like an angry old
grumpy old man.
So now, grumpy cat.
So what happens immediately after this? And you can tell that he's got a staffer right next to him to his left, and she's off the camera, but you can hear her clearly say, because there's a few angles of this interaction, and he's got a staffer to his left, and she realizes that this is about to get a little tense. So she tries to say, you know what? All right, let's, you know, move on, because, you know, they got a lot of people who want to shake his hand or whatever. And so she tries to say, move on. Now, look at the way he treats her, dude, to me, it speaks volumes of the kind of person that he is. Because Trump would never do this to somebody who's on his side. Look at how he responds to her right now.
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. Shush. I support.
he looks right at her. He's like, shush. Shush. Oh, my God, dude.
Where are the femmes? Where are the femmes on this one?
Yeah, exactly. Where are the feminists?
This is a viral video. And you can tell that this wasn't doctored or anything like that. Because, okay, this is his own words live. And he's basically yelling at her like it's his granddaughter. You know, like when you yell at her, shush, the adults are speaking.
Exactly. Exactly how you described it. And again, it's his staffer. Now, here he goes on and the guy continues to challenge him. And he says something because, look, I'm not somebody who says, if you don't know about a subject, do not speak on it. You can have an opinion on something that you don't know too much about. But when you claim to, and then you, like, for example, he's about to say AR-14, dude. That's what he says. He says AR-14. And again, it just shows the level of knowledge that he has when it comes to guns. And I don't claim to be a gun expert, dude. I'm one of those people who for a long time called a magazine a clip, you know, and because whatever, you know, for whatever reason, it's just what a lot of people who, it's just a terminology a lot of people use. And again, I understand it's ignorance, but I never claimed to be a gun expert, right? But and I understand the necessity for people to be able to defend themselves. Now, this guy claims to know, well, look, this type of gun is, you know, is he equates it to basically a machine gun. And the guy who's challenging him tries to correct him on that. And I'm going to play that.
The Second Amendment. Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my son's hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds.
So when you were in beta, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did not say that. That's not true. I did not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Oh, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on. All right. Hey, let's
So obviously, Biden's getting a little bit worked up, right? And he wants to make his point. And again, look, just the expression, you know, he gets really close to people when he does this. Like, he gets very confrontational. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, he, and so the guy's like, hey, this is not okay for you to like just get up in my face type of thing, right? And so then the conversation then becomes that. So right there, the guy tells him, it's like, hey, you know, you're coming at me very aggressive. And he's like, you're working for me. And then Biden was about to say, I don't work for, and his staffer like intervenes really quick. I need you to catch that, right? She intervenes really quickly because he was about to say, I don't work for you. Now, again, he's out there campaigning. He's out there to win votes. This is not winning votes, dude. The people who watch this, especially people who are like, well, you know, he's maybe not that much of an anti-gun person. They look at this and he was just about to say, I don't work for you, right? And that's his mentality. He's been a career politician. He feels he doesn't work for the American people, but he very well does. So for all the Second Amendment people out there, Second Amendment advocates, just realize that Biden does not work for the American people in his mind. Technically, he does. But anyway, go ahead.
We voted. He's an elected official. You've worked for the people.
Exactly. Now, he says one more thing here. And again, I had to break this down because there was a lot of gaffes. And here's the last one. And there it is. He's like, tells the guy, give me a break, man. Don't be such a horse's ass. This guy, man. What is wrong with Joe Biden, man? He is out of control.
You know what's wrong? Yeah. He's spiraling. He's spiraling.
Yes.
He's in over his head, right? This ain't 1973 anymore, right? Where half the things you say will never be, you know, will never be played. Not everybody has a recording device and all this stuff, right? He can't remember what he said yesterday.
Right.
He can't remember what he had for breakfast. He's losing his mind because he's trying to do something that he just physically can't do, and he's too proud to say, you know what, I can't do this. At least with Bernie Sanders, I'll give him this. Bernie says the same thing over and over again, and it's almost like he can't forget what he says because he sticks to the same thing.
Yep.
You know what I mean? But if you ask him, like, hey, did you have oatmeal or Cheerios for breakfast? You know what I mean? But at least he could say the same message. You know what I mean? Like, I want free healthcare and coronavirus and everything else. And, you know, I'm stopping all my events because of the coronavirus spread. No, you're not. You just cancel them because nobody's going. And you're probably about to bail out of the race. It just, these guys can't, these guys on a national scale in a national debate against Trump, he's going to eat them alive. Because you know what he's going to do? He's just going to poke them. He's going to poke and prod, and then they're going to go off on national TV and say something they can't recover from.
Yeah,
he's going to catch them in everything. And they're going to turn around and say, come on, let's step outside right now. I'll punch you right in the mouth. And Trump's just going to throw his hands up with that face and go, I told you. I told him, you know? That's just going to happen.
The same thing that happened with Hillary when she was like, good thing that Trump doesn't have, you know, the range here. Now he's like, because you'd be in jail. He's quick-witted, man. You know, again, I always, to me, that's a level of being, what's the term I'm trying to look for? Not necessarily brilliant, but he's got some wit in him. That is a little sign of just being quick in his feet and outsmarting the next guy. And that's what Trump is able to do. And based on Biden's interactions with people who push him, I don't think Biden, like you said, I don't think he's going to be able to stand on that stage and have a civil discussion. I think he's going to get worked up. I think he, like you said, he might threaten him, and you're going to have like a ding, 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 you know, like on this round. You know what? Look, again, it'll be a debate that I don't think we've ever had. When Biden confronts, because it's going to be Biden, man. He just won Michigan, Missouri, Mississippi? Yeah. He's winning all over. He's going to win. And if Bernie doesn't drop, he should drop out because he needs to do it for the sake of his party. Because again, you don't want to go to a convention and to the convention and it just be this division. They need as much time as they can to rally the base to say, okay, Biden's the clear winner. Let's rally around him. I don't think he's going to do it, but that's what they need to. If they're serious about their party winning, they're going to have to. Bernie's going to have to drop out.
So the Dems are really scared right now. You know why? Not because of Trump, not because of anything from the right. They are crumbling internal because they didn't do their job correctly, in my opinion. They are hashtags all over the place, trending on Twitter right now on Tuesday. Hashtag lose with Biden. Hashtag Dem exit. Wow. And here's the thing. The Dem exit is not going to go vote for Trump.
No, they're going to
are just not going to vote in general.
Yeah.
And they are going to leave the Democratic Party and start voting for people that are, they want progressive, right? They want the progressive party. And unfortunately in this country, progressives should mean moving forward, new ideals, you know, we accept, you want to accept everybody. That's great. You want to be LGBTQ plus white, plus black, plus Chinese, but we're still good for the good of the people. Progressive doesn't mean free. Progressive should never mean free. That's not progressing. That's digressing. Right? Move forward. Yep. If you don't like some of the rule sets, and to me, that's what an independent really is, right? You know, or libertarian, you know, you're not fully this, you're not fully that, and you agree with the beginnings.
Yep.
You know? Right. But when I start seeing this crap, Trump's going to win.
Yep.
Trump's going to run away with this.
Yep.
But the Democratic Party is going to be forever broken because people are just going to leave. Their voters are going to leave.
Right.
It doesn't matter if they're split between, you know, Bernie's and Biden's. They're going to lose their people. So if they lose their votes, what the hell, man? Mm-hmm. It's going to be an interesting, you know, 8 years because this is going to be some crazy stuff happening, man. And it might not be a red wave in 2024. You know, it could be a complete like crazy wave, you know?
Yeah. More
AOCs and Talibs.
It's
going to be crazy. It's going to be interesting. Going to be very interesting.
You might be right. I think the parties are going to just be more polarized. They're going to move towards the opposite ends of the spectrum. Something interesting that happened, obviously, on Monday, the markets basically just 2,000 points went down. Mm-hmm. Because again, the news media is just hysterical, dude. And people are panicking. And this is a disservice. And I commented on when Trump gave his press conference, and he offered some things that for the reason why the market rallied back on Tuesday, what they're calling a stimulus plan, and so a stimulus package. Let me read this. Actually, I'm going to play what he said, and then I'll read this piece here.
So we just had a great meeting, tremendous unity in the Republican Party, and we're working on a lot of different things. We've also had some very good updates on the virus. That's working out very smoothly. Tremendous people. It's a tremendous task force. They have done a great job. Not a good job, a great job. As you know, it's about 600 cases. It's about 26 deaths within our country. And had we not acted quickly, that number would have been substantially more. But we just had a meeting on stimulus, and you'll be hearing about it soon, but it was a great meeting. There's great unity within the Republican Party.
See, he says something here very, very poignant, because something that people can't take away from what Trump did is right away he put a stop from flights coming in from China, certain places in China. And that has obviously the impact would have been worse if Trump hadn't done that. But when Trump did that, and if you remember, Chuck Schumer went out and basically said he basically called it racist, or what was the term that he used? Because he said, you know, why are we targeting this, you know, this country? And it's, you know, it's like, what? It's like, this is where
Pelosi said something similar. Yeah. I thought, you know, they were like, oh, you can't be banning that. You're blah. You know, they would, you know, going off at the mouth about everything he tried doing, but he put a stop to it, like you said, in January.
Right.
Before even came out.
Let me read this article and then we'll talk about it. So President Trump pushes for payroll tax cuts and other stimulus, which it's a good thing, man. Especially for people who would be impacted the most, a 0%, tax that he wants to impose. And obviously the markets reacted well to that. And everything that was lost in the last few weeks will be made back as soon as this coronavirus, again, I call it the hysteria du jour, because it's just the next Democratic hysteria hoax, right? At first it was Russian collusion, Brett Kavanaugh, Ukrainian collusion, you know, it's just one thing after another. And if you're watching these news networks, they're hysterical. There's like, oh, never in, this is a crisis. This is a existential crisis. What? No. If you compared it to the numbers of what has happened this year, the influenza has killed more people, right? The common flu has killed more people than the coronavirus. Why is everybody in panic now?
Sorry.
I'm going to show you this video, dude. Again, this is what the media causes. And there is this, there was a school, and I don't know what state. Let me see. This post doesn't show where, but parents from a school realized that a teacher had coronavirus. And when the parents realize this, they show up to the school and they're wearing, now this is, it's funny to a certain extent, and it's kind of sad at the same time, and it's angering at the same time. Angering because this is what the hysteria is causing.
An employee is quarantined right now. They're just trying to see if the person will be developing any symptoms.
And don't nobody want their child to be sick, and don't nobody want to take their virus to their house.
Parents with children at Treadwell Middle and Elementary Schools are not playing
wiping
around.
Down backpacks.
Many wiped their kids down, and some even sprayed them with disinfectant spray as they took them home Monday.
And I wiped my children's backpack down when I got them out of school. Sure,
now, this, you're going to like this next one, too.
Parents are doing this after they found out an employee who works at Treadwell Middle and Elementary came in contact with a person who tested positive for the coronavirus in Memphis. Some took more extreme measures.
This lady's wearing garbage bags on her feet. She looks like she's wearing a garbage bag all over her, a sweater.
The flu killed the more folks in Denver, so what's up? We're gonna die anyway.
A grocery store bag on her head.
That employee is quarantined right now. They're just trying to see if the person will be.
Well, come on, man. Like, if you just go find this video, lady is wearing grocery store bags on her feet, a trash bag over her body, a coat over it. Come on, man. Like, what in the world? What's going on? And now, I think you were telling us about this video, but we didn't get to see it. And if this is the one that you're talking about, my bad. But this is in Australia, which I'm assuming it's more hysterical over there, because you're just going to see a time-lapse video here for the listener. There's a time-lapse video of a store in Australia where people are flooding the toilet paper aisle. And you're just going to see chaos. The music is great. Look at this, bro. Mayhem. This is insane.
What you're saying is, so what I see out of that is, I'm going to buy some Kimberly Clark stock because... Mm-hmm. They bought all the toilet paper and they got to make more. That's what I see. You know what I'm saying?
Go buy some Charmin.
Johnson & Johnson. Procter & Gamble. Oh my God.
And if you look at this video, the other aisle, there's nobody in the other aisle. Everybody is in. I don't understand what people, what are they telling people out in Australia that they need to get toilet paper? Like, you're going to have the shits.
I think it's because you can make your own masks. You can make your own masks out of toilet paper. Somebody came up with like a home remedy kit.
Oh my God.
That you can make a mask. Dude, it's toilet paper. If you get one ply, it ain't going to protect your mouth. You know what I'm saying? You can't even wipe your ass with one ply, man. You put that on your ass. Boom. You got shit on your hand. You got to use the whole thing. Come
it's
on, guys!
Insanity.
Look, it's not a laughing matter, right? I mean, but to me, it kind of is, because look, I go to my job every day, and I'm sure you're in the same boat, because when you work for places that we work for, you know, every day there's memos and updates. Holy cow! And even talks of work from home until this thing blows over, right? Okay, I'll still go to the office. I'm not worried about getting sick, because you know what? I'm sure we've had it already. That's probably what half the people had in November, December, because everybody was talking about like, oh my God, January, this is when it fully came out. No, it got out before that, guys.
Right.
China, only reason why this became mass hysteria is because the people leaked it.
Mm-hmm.
The worst kept secret of the Chinese government. Right. And they arrested everybody and then they died. Come on. This is doing exactly what they wanted you to do, you sheep. Yes. Mm-hmm. Does it spread? Yes. Is this bad? Yes. 58,000 people in China have recovered out of the 80 so far, right? And those were the early adopters. So within the next week, most of the people in China are going to be cured.
Mm-hmm.
Just tonight, they came out 22 additional deaths. Okay. But only 24 new cases today. This thing was spreading like wildfire. Now it's not.
Right.
Yes, maybe by putting everybody on isolation and lockdown and stopping protests and whatever else.
Right.
But guys, it's slowing down. Yes, in other areas it might pick up, but guys, it's going to slow down just like every other freaking flu. If this was like the Black Plague, one out of every three people would be getting it and dying.
Right,
and dropping
dead.
You know, like stop
the recovery. I think
stop.
It's like, is it in the 90%? Like
90%? Yeah.
That's not a pandemic. It's not an epidemic. But again, we know why. We know why they're doing this, because they want to hurt Trump. They want to make him look bad.
So
now he appointed oh my God, who's his vice president? Mike Pence. He appointed Mike Pence to lead this effort to, you know, fight this and basically work on how to best approach this. And one of the things that, you know, the news media is not saying is like how quickly they're rolling out those test kits, right? Because he was being criticized. Oh, there's not enough test kits. Like, I think they rolled out another 4 million test kits today. I don't see 4 million people getting it, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, not even a small percentage of that. But okay, you know what? And Trump, I get what he's doing. He's getting ahead of this, you know, because where else the media, anything, any small thing that they can say, oh, you allowed the deaths of, you know, 1,000 people compared to the 70 some thousand that die yearly from, you know what I mean? Like it's, but again, that's why the last episode, man, I call it irresponsible with the facts, because you just tell us some facts, but you're not telling us all the facts. You tell us how many people contracted it today and how many people died today, right? You're not telling us what the recovery is. You're not telling us, hey guys, it's really not a big a deal. You're not telling us that it's affecting old people who have respiratory problems to begin with, right? Which is the same people who have this problem if they were to get the flu, right? It's the same hysteria that happened with AIDS, right? I remember when we all learned about AIDS. Anybody could get it. You know what I mean? It's like, no, only drug dealers who share needles and people who were practicing homosexual sex. Gay men. That was the truth. But they couldn't come out and say the truth. Because, right, if they came out and said the truth, oh, well, then we're putting just the same thing that the fucking World Health Organization did, the woke health organization, which is, hey, guys, let's not say that it's coming from Wuhan, because that kind of makes Wuhan look bad. And it's like, that's the truth. If we can't speak the truth, then what are we doing, World Health Organization? Do we want to combat this or not? Right. Because if we can't say, well, if it's coming from China, maybe we should stop all travel from China. Right? Is that racist? Is that xenophobic? No, it's common sense. But that's a thing. It's like they want to create this hysteria that anybody could get it. You could, oh my God. And that's why you see people freaking flooding a store trying to get freaking toilet paper. It's just,
yeah, again, man. I mean, not to, you know, it's a little. It's a little out of control, right? And you know, it's funny you talk about like how, you know, the woke organization is talking about, you know, don't call it the Wuhan, but you know, there was a hashtag, and the reason why I quote a lot of this stuff and what I see when I see things trending in the United States and in the world, right? That means people are talking about it. So to me, that's something important, right? Because people feel like it's important. But when it's like, when they call it the Wuhan flu and everybody's saying they're calling it racist and prejudice. I'm like, wait a minute. This shit originated in Wuhan. It's a flu. So no, it's got to be called COVID-19.
Yeah, exactly.
No, it's the fucking coronavirus that was made in Wuhan. Even on, if you go look at the edits on Wikipedia, they removed the epicenter. They still refuse to put where it actually resided from. And you can go track the edits on.
Yeah. People are grabbing toilet paper as if it's water in the desert.
You know what's gonna happen? You know what's gonna happen? They went home. You know what happened? They went home and made 500,000 masks with that, right? And when this thing, like, when it slows down, like tomorrow, you know what's gonna happen? All the toilet paper's gone. They're gonna have to wipe their ass.
Yeah.
Now we're gonna have another epidemic, which is gonna be worse because people are gonna be shitting outside, and you're gonna have a new virus because everybody's taking a shit outside on the street, like in San Francisco. Exactly. You know what I mean? So now you're gonna have a different pandemic. Dummies,
they're insane.
Come on,
they are insane.
Come on,
they've lost.
Well, now think about it. Right, and now to segue into something else that you mentioned, this whole payroll cat, this whole stimulus and everything else, it's still too early. I know why everybody's trying to dump it in, because the economy's been so hot, and the only way to keep the economy going is that you got to recover them quickly.
Yep.
But there are a couple things to this. Things were a little overvalued. People need to take profit. So people act like people got broke. No. People that sold made money. Me, on the other hand, I lost a lot of money. you know, comparative to what I had. I mean, shit. Yeah, I lost $15,000 yesterday. You know what I mean? Oh, yeah. I watched that. I almost had a heart attack. But when you look at it, it's like, if I go 0%, okay, 0% for the next year sounds great. I have more money to spend and do this and do that. But you know what happens? You know what happens? When they go, oh, well, we're broke now. We got to increase taxes. Shit. That's a problem. You know what I mean? Like, look at the things that matter, right? Okay. You know, everyone's complaining about the travel and leisure industry getting a bailout or talking about it. People are all up in arms about that because, oh, Trump's going to take advantage of it for his stuff. But come on, guys. It's only been 2 weeks. Relax. You know what's going to happen? People are going to see the flights that Delta's giving away for basically free. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to go buy them. You have money in your pocket? Go buy up all these flights now when they're cheap. Because tomorrow when it stops, boom. And then what happens when you buy them?
Yep. Yep.
And make money.
So there was something happened. So the, you know, obviously you're saying that there could be some downfall from Trump doing this. But again, I understand why he's doing it. He's doing it. He's put Mike Pence in charge. And so this is the Mike Pence's committee that he put together to combat this. Now, you know, the news, this is how you know the news wants a certain narrative, and they're going to try everything that they can to sell this narrative. And they posed a question to Gavin Newsom, governor of California, and they asked him this exact question about, you know, how Trump is doing. And I'm shocked that he answered this, and he answered honestly. And let me play this for you.
Has said that he would prefer if none of the passengers aboard these cruises landed on U.S. soil. Did he mention any of that?
So let me set this up. All right. So this is the people who are on that cruise, who some of them have are American citizens, and you know they want to repatriate these folks who came who have the virus, and you know, should we leave them on that boat? Should we bring them on? And so the guy is saying, hey, Trump said this before that, you know, he didn't want to bring these people back on. And so he's posing this question, and you'll see what Gavin Newsom says.
Over the past couple of days, President Trump has said that he would prefer if none of the passengers aboard these cruises landed on U.S. soil. Did he mention any of that to you in your conversation?
Yeah, we had a private conversation, but he said we're going to do the right thing, and you have my support, all of our support. Logistically and otherwise. So before he made those statements publicly, I had a private conversation with him around 4:30 West Coast time, and he said everything that I could have hoped for. And we had a very long conversation, and every single thing he said, they followed through on. So I'm just not interested in finding daylight on those statements because every single thing his administration, and it starts at the top, including the vice president, has been consistent with the expectation that we repatriate these passengers and we do it in a way that does justice to the spirit that defines the best of our country and the state of California.
So again, I mean, I liked how he answered honestly. Look, Trump is doing everything that he can to repatriate these people. He's not going to get into this conversation about, you know, blaming Trump and stuff like that. But see, again, this is the news media, dude. There's a crisis going on that you guys have created, right? Or that you guys have made more hysterical than it should be. And now they're saying, well, they're trying to create this division. And, you know, Gavin Newsom says, you know what? I'm not going to get into that. And that's the right way to answer things. And he also said, Trump has said everything that he said he was going to do, he's done. And to me, that's why Trump goes out there when he's asked, he's like, we're not doing a good job. We're doing a great job, right? And it's true because, again, and this is a Democrat saying this. This is not, you know, in Texas, a Republican. This is a Democrat who could very well easily say, you know what? Yeah, he could, you know, he could use that. But you know what? He realizes, hey, you know what? He believes it. We're in crisis, and the president is doing everything he can to make sure that it goes smoothly.
Just like what you said right there. We are in this is considered a crisis. This shouldn't be considered a political stunt and drag Trump down or drag the Democrats. This is about people, guys. At the end of the day, this is about people and people getting sick and people on cruise ships coming in that can infect more people. You have to do what's right. You have to work together. The fact that you want to turn this into Trump's not doing this or the Democrats aren't doing this and the whiners are doing this, stop. You got to work together. We are people. What you're showing is your animalistic side by choosing this deranged political game and saying that a blue guy is better than a red guy and a red guy is better than a blue guy. But really, the people that are suffering, the people that are sick and need the help. Put right. your political bullshit aside. And that's what I feel that from the day one, Trump is done. And the Democratic leaders, I don't want to say the Democratic people, the Democratic leaders in Washington turned it into a political stunt. Oh, like you said, when you stop the flights, you shouldn't be doing that to China. You're profiling them. No, if you're saying it right. or it originated from China, you can't come here, homie. I don't want you affecting my country.
Right.
Or if it, well, we know it's going to happen, but I need it on the smallest scale possible because I got to protect my people. Because I care about this country first and the world second. You know what I mean? Like, we're separated from everybody, homie. You know what I mean? So, shit. If they want to go spread all over Europe and China and everything, cool. We'll see you guys when it stops. But we're going to try to contain it here because we're separated from you guys. We'll try to help the Mexicos, the Canadas, and the South America. Because you don't want it, because then it comes up, right? But if I can contain it to this continent, shit, I'm in a good boat, man. Sorry. It's just...
One more thing, again, that I wanted to share about the hysteria that, and obviously this is not just happening in our country. This is happening in every country. And obviously in Australia, it's toilet paper for whatever reason. Now, the opposite end of the toilet paper, what goes on the toilet paper, India, you're not going to believe this. India is using cow poop as a way to battle coronavirus. Not kidding. They're bathing in cow shit, bro. Bathing. They are dipping their heads in cow diarrhea.
I've seen it all, man. I've seen it all. So,
again, hysteria is...
You realize that's on their lips.
Captured the world.
And then they lick their lips. And you're literally just licking shit. Oh, cow shit. And then you go kiss your significant other with that mouth with shit, which is dirty.
Exactly. So
you're causing now another epidemic because now you are injecting... You're ingesting shit. And then transferring it to other people. What is wrong with? Oh my God!
So here's
public service announcement: don't bathe in shit.
Here are some numbers from the CDC on the estimates from October 1st, 2019 through February of 2020 of the flu. Okay, and again, these are facts. Okay, 34,000 to 49,000 people.
I'm sorry, you're right.
Jesus Christ. Even more. 34 million people got the flu or suffered some form of flu illness. 16 million to 23 million of those did a medical visit for the flu. 350,000 of those people to 620,000 were hospitalized for the flu. 20 to 52,000 people died from the flu. And so do with those facts as you please and compare it to coronavirus. More people die from suicide, right? That is a real epidemic. More people die from what?
Drug overdoses.
Obesity.
Yeah. Drug diabetes. Overdose.
Those are the real epidemics. And you have fat women on fucking these news networks coming out and saying, oh, I don't want to get the COVID and Trump is doing a bad job. It's like, if anything's going to kill you, sweetie, it's going to be that extra, Twinkie that you eat, and that's the goddamn
truth. That's lodged in that role.
You know what I'm saying? Like, stop the madness. And again, do with those facts as you wish. But again, you're going to get the numbers here. And this is not the Salty Show's numbers. This is the CDC, right? The
Center's fake news. but honestly, and you know this, I don't think people are questioning the flu numbers, because I've seen multiple posts from multiple people on both sides about these numbers. Mm-hmm. The big concern is how fast this thing like spread, right? Yeah. Like, but if you think about it, it's been since January, and there's only been how many, 80,000 confirmed cases across the world? Is that the number now?
80,000? Let me Google that. Where are you?
Yeah. Put it this way. It's less than 200,000, I'm going to say. Okay? Less than 200,000 across the country. But you know what the new answer is? Well, you know, China's lying about their numbers. They're not really Okay, this is what we're going to go on now, that China Okay, when we said China was lying before, no, you're being prejudiced. Now you're going to say, well, they got us on the flu number. China's lying. You just said they weren't a month ago.
So here are the numbers. 117,000 people have contracted the virus. 4,000 deaths. Okay? And we're at the tail end of the flu season. And again, those numbers that I read out was from October through, was it April? So...
No, was it October to February?
Okay, we're at the tail end of this. This is not an epidemic. This is not a pandemic. Why are we treating it like that? Why? Because the news media, this is all they're reporting day and night. Another case.
Wait, 4,000 deaths. You said
4,000. Yep.
How many of those deaths were in China?
Thank you.
Because that's where. Those not, you know, because that means there's the people it hit in the 1 billion population of China. Yes. If it's 3,000 out of the 4,000, okay, that's contained in China. And of those 3,000, how many of them had how many of them were old? How many of them were sick? Like, I should be concerned because, yes, I have respiratory issues. I get bronchitis every year. In theory, if I get coronavirus, this could probably kill me.
Okay,
but guess what?
Drama.
Based on what they are saying, if you have respiratory issues,
it
can kill you. Right. But I think I got lungs of like a 20-year-old. I mean, of a fucking 80-year-old. But anyway, I can't walk up a flight of stairs and I haven't smoked a cigarette in almost a year.
You're wheezy.
Yeah, seriously. But it's just, it. Come on, guys. If it was 117,000 and 50,000 died, I'd be like, shit, we got a problem. But it's 4,000 out of 117. Is that, what is that? Not even, do the math. I'm not, you know.
Oh, sorry, man. I was, anyway, look, we've exhausted the coronavirus, you know, again, here in the, Do all the measures that the White House released to make sure that you don't contract this, especially if you're old and you know, you have respiratory problems. You know, don't do unnecessary travel, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But again, you're more likely to die from other things than the coronavirus. So, you know, we're not going to feed to that pandemic here. And again, this is just the, you know, cause what, maybe a month, 2 months ago, we were talking about impeachment. Prior to that, we were talking about, coronavirus. I'm sorry. Russia collusion, you know, so it's nonstop. Right. And after this, it's going to be something else, right? After this, this is going to die and we're going to forget about it. Just like we forgot about Russian collusion. Just like we forgot about.
Oh, it doesn't even come up anymore, dude.
It's like,
I have you even heard it? They tried bringing it back up and they were like, hey, Bernie, it was really for you. And he's like, oh. And they real quick, they stopped talking about it. But real quick, before we sign off and go on to the next topic, or you know what I want to address to everybody? Now you're so concerned about being clean and washing your hands and Purell. You yep. should always wash your hands. You should always cough into your shirt. You should always take a shower. You should always wash your hand after peeing or pooping. You should always keep your hands away from your face. You should always, you know, be aware of what you're touching.
Yeah.
This shouldn't take a coronavirus for you to say, oh, I got to disinfect my entire body every day and be clean. You should be clean anyway. So in theory, I'm glad this happened because you know what? PSA, people got to start cleaning themselves.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Reverend Ferrara preaching the good news and preaching, you know, because can I get a witness? All right.
Yeah. Hey, man.
All right, folks. We're going to leave it at that. I think we're done, right, Tim? I don't have anything else that I wanted to bring up. All right,
no.
So we'll see what happens. Looks like Biden is taking it all tonight. I don't see Bernie winning anywhere, dude. He this was a flop. I mean, it's a good sign. People are rejecting socialism, or else they're. I mean, or at least there's people pump the brakes on it a little bit.
They're rejecting Bernie. That's what they're rejecting.
Maybe. But I mean, here it is. So it's definitely going to be Biden and Trump after, based on what we're seeing here. I mean, unless Bernie has a Hail Mary, man, I don't see him coming out of this. And like I said, it's going to be an interesting election year. The debates, I can't wait for that first debate with Biden and Trump. It's gonna be, and I think they still have one more debate, or I don't know how many more debates with Bernie and Biden, but like I said, I'm just waiting for that debate. It's gonna be fun to watch. Oh, we're gonna we might cover some of it live, or not necessarily live, but we will, you know, live in essence. We'll do some reactions to how's it going. I think we should really do that because
we should be, but real quick,
before we
actually sign off, because maybe you know a little bit more than me, is it true that the Democrats they changed the rules for the next debate so that Tulsi Gabbard couldn't go in?
Yeah, I reported that last week. The last episode.
She
yeah.
needs to.
She came out. She. Yeah.
That's not democracy. Like, where are the Democratic Party?
Where are the feminists? Crying about
it's
this.
Ridiculous, man.
They're
how
silent.
Does she not become a Republican? Yeah. She could actually run under the in 2024 under the Republican Party and probably win. First female president, all that, you know. I feel bad for her. I feel bad for her because you know what? She's
true,
trying.
It's true what they're saying. I believe it. The first female president is going to be a Republican. It just is. And, you know, because the Democratic Party showed it. Right.
Shush. That's the Democratic Party. That is the answer of the Democratic Party towards women and feminism. And they need to see this. Shush. Right then and there, you should be looking at these guys saying, nope.
Yeah, they don't work for you. Biden almost said it. And, you know, good thing he had the staffer girl there who saved him from it. All right, folks, we're going to leave it there. Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Salty Show. Find us on all the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and maybe soon TikTok. Tim's about to take TikTok on.
I don't know about TikTok. We'll see.
All right. We'll catch you all next time. Adios.
Later.